Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Maimer by Avram Goldar and Thirma Zechus Menachos Daf Lamed Ches, beginning of the fourth parak Hatchelos. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the fourth parak begins Hatchelos Einu Me'akeves Es Halavan. The Hatchelos thread dyed blue with the secretion of the chilazon is not essential for the validity of the white thread, and the lavan is not ma'ak of the Hatchelos. Thus, if someone only has Hatchelos threads or only lavan threads, he's yotze. The tefillah shel yad is not ma'akev the shel rosh, nor vice versa. The Mishnah appears to disagree with Rabbi, who darshans ureisim oso, and you shall see it. Melamich ma'akvin zed. This teaches that the white and the tchelos are essential to each other, but the chachamim say they are not ma'akev each other. The Gemara explains Rabbi's drasha. Kanaf min kanaf. The term of the corner implies that tzitzit should be the same type as the corner, meaning the garment, which was usually white linen. The pasuk says to add psil tchelos, a thread of tchelos, and says reisim oso, you shall see it, implying that tzitzis are not valid ad deikat tarvayu b'chad unless both the tchelos and the lavan are present together. The rabban hold that it refers to kol chad uchude, each one by itself, meaning the lavan and the tchelos. Point number two, Rav suggested that the Mishnah can agree with Rebbe because the Mishnah's statement that Lavan and Tchelos are not ma'ak of each other refers to the law of lahaktim, one type of thread preceding the other. Abraisa states, mitzvah lahaktim lavan l'tchelos. It's a mitzvah to put the white threads onto the garment before the tchelos threads. V'im hiktim tchelos lavan yotze. But if you put on the tchelos before the white, he's yotze. El shechis har mitzvah, but he's missing a mitzvah. Rav explains that he completely fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis, but missed the mitzvah of the correct order. And lo avad mitzvah mina muchar. He did not do the mitzvah in the preferred way. The Gemara asks how Rav will explain the mission statement that Tchelos is not ma'ak of white threads, since Tchelos is not supposed to be first. Rami Bar Chama suggests it refers to tal shekula Tchelos, a garment made entirely of Tchelos, in which case the Tchelos should be put on first. But this order is not ma'akiv. However, Rav objects, mitid tziva kagarim, does the color of the thread determine the order of threads? Since most garments are white, the white threads must always be first, so Rav's interpretation is rejected. And point number three, Rava answers that the Mishnah can agree with Rebbe and refers to gardumim, stubs left when threads tear. Thus, the Mishnah is teaching that if the tchelos threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain, or vice versa, that tzitzis are still valid. The Gemara asks for the minimum shear of these stubs, and Shmuel says kedei la'anvan, enough to tie them into a slip knot. The Gemara asks if this requires enough to tie all eight threads together into one slip knot, or only to tie each one individually into a slip knot, and this question is left unresolved. Ravashi asks if the threads are alimi, thick, and cannot be tied into a slip knot, but are long enough that if they had been thin, they could have been tied into a slip knot, are they valid? Ravacha Breid Rava answered, Kol shekein deminkar mitzvah sayu. Certainly, their mitzvah is even more noticeable when the threads are thick, and their thickness cannot detract from their validity. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the fourth parak begins, Hatchelos einu me'akeves es halavan. The tchelos thread, dyed blue with the secretion of the chilazon, is not essential for the validity of the white thread, and the lavan is not ma'ak of the tchelos. Thus, if someone only has tchelos threads or only lavan threads, he's yotze. The tefillah shel yad is not ma'ak of the shel rosh, nor vice versa. The Mishnah appears to disagree with Rabbi, who darshans ureisim oso, and you shall see it. Melamich ma'akvin zed. This teaches that the white and the tchelos are essential to each other, but the chachamim say they are not ma'ak of each other. The Gemara explains Rabbi's drasha. Kanaf min kanaf. The term of the corner implies that tzitzit should be the same type as the corner, meaning the garment, which was usually white linen. The pasuk says to add psil tchelos, a thread of tchelos, and says reisim oso, you shall see it, implying that tzitzis are not valid ad deikat tarvayu b'chad unless both the tchelos and the lavan are present together. The rabban hold that it refers to kol chad uchude, each one by itself, meaning the lavan and the tchelos. Point number two, Rav suggested that the Mishnah can agree with Rebbe because the Mishnah's statement that Lavan and Tchelos are not ma'ak of each other refers to the law of lahaktim, one type of thread preceding the other. Abraisa states, mitzvah lahaktim lavan l'tchelos. It's a mitzvah to put the white threads onto the garment before the tchelos threads. V'im hiktim tchelos lavan yotze. But if you put on the tchelos before the white, he's yotze. El shechis har mitzvah, but he's missing a mitzvah. Rav explains that he completely fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis, but missed the mitzvah of the correct order. And lo avad mitzvah mina muchar. He did not do the mitzvah in the preferred way. The Gemara asks how Rav will explain the mission statement that Tchelos is not ma'ak of white threads, since Tchelos is not supposed to be first. Rami Bar Chama suggests it refers to tal shekula Tchelos, a garment made entirely of Tchelos, in which case the Tchelos should be put on first. But this order is not ma'akiv. However, Rava objects, mitid tziva kagarim, does the color of the thread determine the order of threads? Since most garments are white, the white threads must always be first, so Rav's interpretation is rejected. And point number three, Rava answers that the Mishnah can agree with Rebbe and refers to gardumim, stubs left when threads tear. Thus, the Mishnah is teaching that if the tchelos threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain, or vice versa, that tzitzis are still valid. The Gemara asks for the minimum shear of these stubs, and Shmuel says kedei la'anvan, enough to tie them into a slip knot. The Gemara asks if this requires enough to tie all eight threads together into one slip knot, or only to tie each one individually into a slip knot, and this question is left unresolved. Ravashi asks if the threads are alimi, thick, and cannot be tied into a slip knot, but are long enough that if they had been thin, they could have been tied into a slip knot, are they valid? Ravacha Breda Rava answered, Kol shekein deminkar mitzvah sayu. Certainly, their mitzvah is even more noticeable when the threads are thick, and their thickness cannot detract from their validity. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Ches, and our standard siman relates to a double lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the siman to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. When the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot to dye his kitzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelos is not ma'ak of ravan, his nephew said he will wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baguette because white strings always come first, while their cousin came in with his tchelos strings ripped and the white ones whole. Once again, slow motion. When the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot, chicken soup, that must be on daf lamed ches, a double lach, a liquid. When the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot to dye his kitzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelos is not ma'akev lavan, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas if tchelos and lavan threads are ma'akev each other. So when the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot to dye his kitzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelos is not ma'akev ravan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baguette because white strings always come first, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether the mitzvah for the lavan to precede the tchelos is ma'akev. So when the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot to dye his kitzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelos is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baguette because white strings always come first, while their cousin came in with his tchelos strings ripped and the white ones whole, which reminds us the Gemara discusses gardumim, stubs, left when threads tear. The Mishnah is teaching that if the tchelos threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain, or vice versa, that tzitzis are still valid. The Gemara asks for the minimum shear of these stubs, and Shmuel says, kedei la'anvan, enough to tie them into a slip knot. So once again, when the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot to dye his kitzitzes told them to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelos is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baguette because white strings always come first, while their cousin came in with his tchelos strings ripped and the white ones whole. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf lamed dalet. So the siman daf lamed dalet is a ladder. So here goes. After climbing one ladder, that must be more on daf lamed dalet. After climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that only had one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, which reminds us, Rapapa taught that although Rabbi Meir holds that an entrance with a single side post requires a mezuzah, that is only when the side post is on the right side of the entrance, not on the left. This is based on a braisa which darshans beiselcho, your house, to mean the right side, as Rabbi explains, derech bi'ascha mina yamin, the way of your entering, which is on the right side, because when a person begins to move, it's his right foot which he moves first. So after climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that had only one post but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor where they were shown how the batim shel rosh are made with four compartments from one or, which reminds us, a braisa states that the tefillin shel rosh are made of four batim, four compartments made of a single hide. The partials are written on four separate hides, but if they're written on one and were inserted into the four compartments, they're valid. If they are written on one hide, Rebbe says, a space must be left between the partials, but the Chachamim say it's unnecessary. So after climbing one ladder to enter the doorway to the batimacher that had only one post, but still had a mezuzah because the post was on the right, the customers climbed a large ladder to the second floor where they were shown how the batim shel rosh are made with four compartments from one or, and given a choice if they want the order of the partials of tefillin according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, which reminds us the Gemara discussed the order of the partials in tefillin. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la.
The children's choir. That must be around Daf Lamed Hey. Children's choir singing la la la. So the children's choir who used giant film props with the Titura Emma Abarta and a shin just like the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, which reminds us, Rav says, the Titura of Tefillin was taught as a Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. This refers to the extended fourth wall of the Tefillin, which is folded underneath to close the compartments. It's called the Titura, a bridge, because it resembles a plank. Abai says that Halacha Moshe Mitzinai requires the Ma'abarta of Tefillin, which is the back extension of the Titura through which the strap passes back and forth. Abai said that Halacha Moshe Mitzinai requires the shin of tefillin. So the children's choir, who used giant tefillin props with the titura and ma'abarta and a shin, just like the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, waved black ritzuos with multicolored backs, but never red, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Halacha Moshe Mitzinai requires the ritzuos, the straps of the tefillin, to be black. This is challenged from a Braisa teaching that the ritzuos must be beminam, with their type of material, meaning leather, and can be dyed green, black, or white. However, they may not be red because it disgraces the wearer, who will seem to have bleeding scabs or had relations with his wife while she was Anita. The Gemara answers Kan b'mifnim. The Braisa allows various colors for the inside of the straps, whereas Kan b'mechutz, Rabbi Yitzchak required black for the outside of the straps. So the children's choir who used giant tefillin props with the titura ma'abarta and a shin, just like the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, weighed black ritzuos with multicolored backs, but never red, as they sang about when Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the kesher shel tefillin, which reminds us, Rav was quoted as saying that Halacha Moshe Mitzinai teaches the requirements of a kesher shel tefillin, the tefillin knot, which together form the letters shin, dalet, and yud. Rav Shimon Chasida says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he would see Hashem's back, it means the kesher shel tefillin at the back of his head.
Daf Lamed Vav. So the simur Daf Lamed Vav is a luav. So here goes. The man who noticed a luav, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav. The man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, "Do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the shel yad and putting on the shel rosh?" Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the brachas over the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. So the man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, "Do we make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the shel yad and putting on the shel rosh?" To which his friend answered, "Chol HaMoed is like yantiv, and we don't wear tefillin," which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether tefillin are worn at night or in Shabbos and Yantav. So the man who noticed the luv on the table as he was putting on his tefillin asked his friend, "Do we make a bracha on tefillin on the Chol HaMoed in between making the bracha on the shel yad and putting on the shel rosh?" To which his friend answered, "Chol HaMoed is like yantiv, and we don't wear tefillin." While their friend nearby touched his own tefillin because his attention to them was being distracted by the conversation, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, a person is obligated to touch his tefillin constantly to remain mindful of them. This can be derived from a kal v'chomer from the tzitz. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simur Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag. That must be more on Daf Lamed Zayin. The boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag, which reminds us, the Gemara brings various reasons how we know tefillin shel yad are placed on the left arm, whereas a left-handed person places the tefillin on his right arm. So the boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag aim for the tefillin targets on their opponent's biceps right near their heart, which reminds us, a Braisa defines al yadcha as referring specifically to the kiboris, the biceps muscle. The place for the shel rosh, expressed as bein einecha, between your eyes, means the kadkod, which is further explained as makum shemocho shel tinek rofe, the place where an infant's skull is soft. A Braisa gives several sources that yadcha refers to the biceps muscle. So the boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag aim for the tefillin targets on their opponent's biceps right near their heart and argued that they should get four separate points for hitting the targets on the four corners of their opponent's tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas, if four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah or four mitzvahs. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that the titura, the ma'abarta, and the shin of the tefillin are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if tchelis threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain or vice versa? That's on daf Lamed Ches.
Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about the requirements of the ritzuos regarding their color and length? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 4.
Which daf do we discuss whether the mitzvah of the leaven to precede the tchelis is ma'akiv? That's on daf Lamed Ches.
Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do we learn the proper height for placing a mezuzah? That's on daf
Lamed Gimel.
Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do we mocho? Because if tchelos and lavan threads are ma'ak of each other, that's on daf
Lamed Ches.
Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do we discuss the brachos over the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh? That's on daf
Lamed Vav.
Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss whether one can sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it? That's on daf
Lamed Beis.
Good.
Number 9.
Which daf do we learn the reason why the tefillin shel yad are placed on the left arm and for a left-handed person they're placed on the right arm? That's on daf
Lamed Zion.
Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss the interior structure of the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad and the parshios? That's on daf
Lamed Dalet.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.